What's worthwhile? Considering what we consume, believe, say, and do towards peace of mind, vitality of body, and joy of spirit. I'm Ramsey Zimmerman. Here's some more healthy living, motivation, and discussion. Hey there, it's Ramsey here. I've been thinking lately about the value of participating in community and small groups. But I feel like there's something about sharing with a group of people that can feel uncomfortable, maybe even intimidating. Who is in the room or on the call? What are they thinking? What do they think of me? And so a lot of times, even if we make the effort to show up for a group meeting, we hold back, we stay quiet, we keep things to ourselves. But I've noticed something. When I do find the courage to speak up, to speak honestly, to say something real out loud, that is when things start to change. Why is that? You know, I've been part of a lot of groups over the years. Different kinds of groups, different sizes, different purposes. Some have been great, others not so much. And honestly, groups have often felt a little terrifying to me, especially when they get bigger than just a few people. There is a certain uncertainty that comes with it. We usually don't know everyone in the room. We do not really know how what we say is going to land. And so it's very easy for me to just stay on the surface, to say the safe thing, or to say nothing at all. Let other people talk. There's always a few people who want to talk. And yet, staying quiet doesn't make any kind of impact. What I've noticed, again and again, is that when I do speak up, when I say something that's actually true for me, something happens. It's like things become real for me in a different way. No longer just thoughts in my head, but something that has been spoken and heard. Of course, that can be risky, because what we say doesn't always land perfectly. Maybe the group is not ready for that kind of honesty. There's always a chance that an honest comment falls flat or feels awkward or is misunderstood. But there is also something else on the other side of that risk: being understood, being supported, being believed. And when that happens, some things start to build. Courage builds, trust builds, connection builds, not just for the speaker, but also for those who witness the act of courage to speak up and now knows the speaker's heart better. Maybe that listener needs to say something and will be better able to speak up with some ice having been broken. And I've started to wonder if one of the reasons so many of us struggle to make real lasting changes in our health is because we're trying to do it on our own. We try to eat better on our own, sleep better on our own, manage stress on our own, think better thoughts. And we tell ourselves that we should be able to figure it out, that we should be able to handle it. But it's hard. It's hard to stay consistent when no one else sees what you're doing. It's hard to stay encouraged when no one else is walking through it with you. It's easy to drift, easy to delay, easy to quietly fall off track and just keep it to ourselves. And so a lot of what we are missing is not information, it's feedback. When we are in a group, especially a group that's willing to be honest, there's something different that happens. Hopefully, there's accountability, encouragement, maybe even a bit of healthy pressure to show up, to follow through, to not let yourself slip too far. And maybe, most importantly, there's the opportunity to be seen and heard, to have a witness, to say something out loud and have someone else hear it and say, "Yeah, I feel that." That matters more than we sometimes realize. Now, not all groups are great. Some groups are not particularly helpful. Some are surface level. Some are not safe places for honesty. That's part of the deal. There is some discernment required. But the right groups, the ones that encourage honesty, that support one another, that allow people to show up as they are and still move forward, those groups can be incredibly powerful. You know, groups form around all kinds of things: work, faith, priorities, hobbies, shared interests, shared experiences. We call these affinity groups. We gather around things we have in common and agree on. The flip side of that is that there are plenty of things that we do not agree on. Politics and religion, for classic examples. But I find myself wondering, can't we build peace of mind, vitality of body, and joy of spirit together within and across a wide variety of groups? Even though we come from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different perspectives, because it seems like those things, peace of mind, vitality of body, joy of spirit, those are things that most of us would say we want. And maybe, just maybe, those topics might resonate within many affinity groups. Would it be nice if we could actually find something to agree on? This is something I want to explore more in the coming months. I want to learn more about what makes groups work well, what helps people show up honestly, what helps people grow, how groups can support real health and real change. I want to talk to people who are doing this well, people who are building groups, leading them, participating in them, learning from them. I want to be part of more of these kinds of groups myself, and I would like to lead one in the near future. Not because I have it all figured out, but because I think there's something here that matters. So as you go about your day today, here's something to consider. Where are you trying to do it alone that might actually be better done with others? And is there a group, or even just a small group of people, where you could start showing up a little more honestly? Yeah, it might feel a bit uncomfortable, but it's also where things start to change. And for today, that is enough. Ready for more? Visit whatsworthwhile.net to listen to podcast episodes, master your response to stress by reading my book, Stress Response, available through Amazon, or to get better before burnout sets in by requesting the free guide. Regardless of where you are in your journey, I'd love to hear from you and talk about how we might move forward together. Please contact me, Ramsey Zimmerman, through the website or on social media like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thanks.